Revision B. Exercises 2 and 3.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our tour of the Neustadt Studios. First, let me give you some basic facts about the studios and their history. Our studios cover an area of about half a square kilometer. This includes the indoor studios, the outdoor areas for filming, and of course, our offices. Unfortunately, we won't be able to visit everything, as some areas are being used at the moment. But hopefully, you'll get a good impression of our studios and the many different aspects of making a film. At the moment, about 6,000 people work here at the studios. Most of them belong to the film crews, like sound technicians, cameramen and women, or electricians. But there are also lots of other people on the staff. People like me, who show tourists around, or the cooks and waiters at the cafeteria.
Are there any famous actors or actresses here at the moment?
Well, it depends on what you call famous. We don't get celebrities like George Clooney or Angelina Jolie very often, I'm afraid. They mainly work in Hollywood. But if you think of German actors and actresses, you might get a chance to see and perhaps even meet some of them. Additionally, there are all the people who work as extras or have minor roles.
Excuse me, what do you have to do to become an extra?
The roles for extras used to be advertised in the local newspapers. Nowadays, you just have to check our website. If you're lucky, you can get such a part. 5 to 10 big films are produced here every year. Our studios also produce about 30 to 40 commercials for cinemas and television. Our studio was founded in 1924, in the golden age of silent films. But the actors and actresses had to learn talking quickly as films with sound replaced the silent films. The studios have been in permanent use since the 1920s, although there have been some ups and downs over the years. Before we start our tour, I'd just like to remind everyone that you're not allowed to take photos or record anything. And make sure that your mobiles are turned off. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to follow me, please. We're now standing in front of our second largest studio. A new episode of the detective series, Polizei Ermittelt, is being produced here at the moment. Normally, we wouldn't be allowed to take a look inside, but we're lucky. The team is away on location today.
Do you know where they are and what they are doing?
I'm sorry, I don't know. And even if I knew, I wouldn't be allowed to tell you. They don't want anybody to know before the film or the episode is first shown on TV. So please, when we go in there, don't touch anything and be careful. There might be cables on the floor. The part of our studios that we're now coming to is the most modern one. The studios here are mainly used for making commercials. Although many scenes are animated with the help of computers, there are still real people acting in commercials.
If it's possible to make commercials with computer software, why don't you always do it? I mean, wouldn't the production be cheaper because you wouldn't have to pay so many people?
Actually, no. Creating animated commercials is still more expensive than producing commercials with a small number of actors. And on the other hand, I think customers want to see real people when they're being told to buy a certain kind of cheese or to bring their money to a bank. Now, a good commercial needs good music too. And this is what's happening in the building over there. Ladies and gentlemen, we've almost reached the end of our tour. We're standing in front of the oldest part of our studios. Everything started in this building here. The old studios were used until the late 1960s, but by then they had become too small and the equipment was really old-fashioned. After the new studios had been built, the old rooms were used to store the old equipment used for films. About 10 years ago, The whole building was turned into our visitor centre, as visitor numbers have continually risen every year. Please take a look inside. You can buy old film posters or old equipment from films or series. Just walk around. You can still feel the atmosphere. Or just sit and relax in the cafe with a nice piece of cake and a cup of coffee. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your visit and your interest in Neustadt Studios. Goodbye and have a safe trip home.